Thunderbolts is Marvel's latest team-building exercise. Critic Bob Mondello says that although it follows several Marvel misfires, it is an effective blend of misfit mercenaries and pop psychology.
Yelena, who we met a few years back as Black Widow's spiritual sibling, gets things started by being decidedly down in the depths.
There's something wrong with me.
Well, as the old Cole Porter song would have it, down in the depths on the 90th floor.
An emptiness.
She's standing on the roof of a skyscraper, looking glum.
I thought it started when my sister died, but now it feels like something bigger.
She steps towards the edge.
Just a void.
And steps off, plummeting pretty clearly to her death since she doesn't fly. Then a billow of black fabric.
Or maybe I'm just bored.
And she's skydiving down to her latest assignment, something to do with destroying a lab in Malaysia. And it does bore her, even when things go right.
Boo.
Yelena, played with downbeat charisma by Florence Pugh, is just not feeling fulfilled, and neither are the mostly unsuper superhero types she'll soon be tangling with in a life-or-death battle. Even diehard Marvel fans may not recognize them right away. Ghost, who can dematerialize to get herself out of jams. Taskmaster, who's a very good mimic. John Walker, who is, as Yelena puts it, a
dime store Captain America.
I'll have you know, I was actually the official Captain America, so.
Yeah, for like 2 seconds.
And
it's getting so tense in here.
This other guy.
Who are you?
I'm Bob.
Gotta say, I found him instantly relatable. Not sure why. All of these folks were damaged by childhood trauma, a fact that will be central to what follows, but that doesn't mean they can't put two and two together.
Someone once has gone.
Who sent you, Bob?
Were you all, sent?
They were, and when they realize by whom, they head straight for the office of the impeached but unrepentant head of the CIA, played with delighted condescension by Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Look at you. You are all so adorable. Just think, I send you down there to kill each other, and instead, you make nice and you form a team.
The forming is what the movie's about. Bob, I'm pleased to say, turns out to have a lot to do with her nefarious schemes. Along for the ride is Yelena's dad.
You ever drive through Oklahoma so flat?
He is both a limo driver and the self-styled Red Guardian.
She's bulletproof.
What happened to bulletproof?
It's bulletproof-ish.
Another old pal shows up who is Captain America adjacent.
Is that Bucky?
It's a Winter Soldier.
That guy's so cool.
Cool, but also damaged in a film that takes bruised psyches seriously. That may seem odd for a superhero epic, but director Jake Schreier, who's probably best known for the Netflix road rage series Beef, makes sense of it. He and his team have built Thunderbolts around pyrotechnics that are digital, sure, but also emotional.
You feel fulfilled?
Yeah, so full. So filled. But why do you ask this?
I'm just drifting, and I don't have purpose.
You could also say that about Marvel of late, and while it's not wise to read too much into character-based navel-gazing, after 3 dozen movies, a bit of self-awareness sure is welcome. I'm Bob Mondello.